Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The administration of President Donald Trump is rejoining the Geneva Consensus Declaration, a joint international initiative promoting women's health and the welfare of the family. The initiative was established in 2020, led by the United States with five other sponsors. In 2021, then-President Joe Biden rescinded U.S. endorsement of the declaration, which currently has more than 35 signatories. The Geneva Consensus Declaration states there is no international right to abortion, nor any international obligation on the part of states to finance or facilitate abortion. In addition, it underscores that each nation has the sovereign right to implement programs and activities consistent with their laws and policies. The text of the declaration expresses a commitment for the signatories to improve and secure access to health and development gains for women, including sexual and reproductive health, which must always promote optimal health, the highest standard of health, without including abortion. It deplores that the predominant focus of healthcare systems on treating illness rather than maintaining optimal health also prevents a holistic approach. In addition, among its principles, the declaration pledges to work to ensure the full enjoyment of all human rights and opportunity for women at all levels of political, economic, and public life. In a statement announcing the renewed membership by the United States in the Geneva Consensus Declaration, Secretary of State Marco Rubio noted that the declaration has four main objectives: to secure meaningful health and development gains for women, to protect life at all stages, to defend the family as the fundamental unit of society, and to work together across the UN system to realize these values. Secretary Rubio said, "The United States will pursue these objectives in cooperation with member states in the UN system and through our continued shared ambition for improved health for women and girls. Investing in women's health and well-being saves lives, allows women and girls more opportunities, and protects the family as the fundamental unit of society."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.